Welcome to The V Word. Recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond's Independent Radio, I'm Carol Olson, your host. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so this month I'll be focusing on domestic violence, awareness campaigns, information, and resources. As we know in studying domestic violence, there are many barriers that exist for the victim in order to leave the relationship, and there are many types of abuse. Sexual abuse, isolation, emotional abuse, intimidation and coercion and threats, physical abuse, economic abuse, religious and spiritual abuse. As put out by the YWCA, on average, nearly 20 people per minute are physically abused by an intimate partner in the United States. During 1 year, this equates to more than 10 million women and men. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have been victims of some sort of physical violence by an intimate partner within their lifetime. 1 in 5 women and 1 in 7 men have been victims of severe physical violence by an intimate partner in their lifetime. And on a typical day, there are more than 20,000 phone calls placed to domestic violence hotlines nationwide. How do you recognize domestic violence? It may be domestic violence if your partner or your friend's partner acts very controlling, insults you, makes fun of you, or puts you down in front of other people, loses temper by throwing, striking, or breaking objects, acts extremely jealous of others who pay attention to you, controls your finances, influences who you see socially, blocks doors or grabs you to prevent you from leaving. It may be domestic violence if you or a friend become quiet when a partner is around and seems afraid to be making partner upset, stops seeing friends and family members and becomes more and more isolated, has unexplained injuries or the explanations offered don't add up. Sometimes you will not see any bruises, as abusers can target their abuse to areas that can be covered with clothing, casually mentions their partner's violent behavior but dismisses what happened as not a big deal, often cancels plans at the last minute, is subject to control over their finances, behavior, and social plans, has a child who is frequently upset or very quiet and withdrawn. What is intimate partner violence? Intimate partner violence is defined as physical, sexual, and or psychological harm by a current or former partner or spouse. This type of violence can occur among opposite sex or same-sex couples and does not require sexual intimacy. People often ask me, what is the prevalence around domestic and intimate partner violence? As if disbelieving that it happens. According to the YWCA and many of the centers in our area, every 9 seconds in the United States, a woman is assaulted or beaten. Domestic violence is a leading cause of injury to women, more than car accidents, muggings, and rapes combined. Domestic violence is a leading cause of injury to women. Every day in the U.S., more than 3 women are murdered by their husbands or boyfriends. Domestic violence is one of the most chronically underreported crimes. Only approximately 1/4 of all physical assaults, 1/5 of all rapes, and 1/2 of all stalking incidents perpetuated against females by intimate partners are reported to the police. Victims of intimate partner violence lose nearly 8 million days of paid work per year in the U.S. That's the equivalent of 32,000 full-time jobs. Nearly 1 in 5 teenage girls who've been in relationships said a boyfriend threatened violence or self-harm if presented with the breakup. Studies suggest that up to 10 million children witness some form of domestic violence annually. Most domestic violence shelters can help you develop a safety plan if you are in a domestic violence relationship. If you or a loved one needs help, check out your local domestic violence shelter. In Virginia alone, there are 64 located all over the state. Here in the greater Richmond area, we have 5. Serving the Richmond area specifically is the YWCA of Richmond. You can learn more about safety planning on their website, ywcarichmond.org/DV. Or call the Greater Richmond Regional Hotline at 804-612-6127. Their hotline is answered 24/7. If you identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer, the statewide helpline, operated by the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance in partnership with the Virginia Anti-Violence Project, offers an LGBTQ-informed support and advocacy services and can be reached at 1-866-356-6998. That's 24 hours. You've been listening to The V Word, hosted by Carol Olson and recorded in the studios of WRIR 97.3 FM. For more information about The V Word, please go to our blog, theVword.org. For more information on independent radio, to join, donate, or volunteer, please go to WRIR.org. Want to learn how radio is produced? WRIR is hosting Local Voices Live, October 11th at Glave Cosin Gallery. Come out between 7 and 9, where radio is recorded in front of a live audience.